Alrighty, what's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Sometimes I like to go on little kind of nostalgia binges on YouTube with videos, like music videos, like from back in the day, right? Like, there's a lot of songs from the 2000s that I sometimes listen to, just because I haven't listened to them a while, and they bring back some nostalgia and everything. And one song led to another, and I came across this song. And it was one of the theme songs to Twilight, of all things. Now, do not worry, I am not a Twilight fan, but rather embarrassingly, I actually went to go see the first two Twilight movies at the movie theater. Now, I went with different people each time for different reasons, but I distinctly remember the first time I went. Okay, I distinctly remember the circumstances behind it. I went with a bunch of 15-year-olds, all right? And I was 22 at the time. Now, before you send this video to Chris Hansen, the reason why I went to go see it is my girlfriend, who was 19 at the time, she had a younger sister who was 15, and the younger sister wanted to go see Twilight. Not even the younger sister wasn't even that dumb to want to go see it. It was just kind of there was just a lot of hype around Twilight at the time. It was just kind of like the thing that was going on. In 2008, 2009, it was just like the vibe. So, yeah, the little sister wanted to go see Twilight, but she was meeting her friends on the other side of Auckland. And her mother, my girlfriend's mother, said to me, how about you and my girlfriend go drive the little sister out to meet her friends? And, we were basically like babysitter, to make sure that like everything was cool. We go over to the other side of Auckland to a mall. I forget the name of it. Forget the name of it now. But it was like it's a big mall on in West Auckland. And we met like there's like eight teenagers there. And they all walked into the movie theater, which was packed with about 1,000 other teenagers to go see like five simultaneous screenings of Twilight. So just to like paint you the scene, okay? It's the end of 2008. I think it was November of 2008. I'm 22 years old, and I'm at a movie theater with thousands of teenagers, sort of in that, 13 to 18 kind of range, and, surrounded by them. And for maybe the first time in my life, I felt like genuinely kind of not old, but I felt like I was no longer part of like the young crowd anymore. Like, you know how when you're in middle school, right, and you'll walk past, a kindergarten, maybe the kindergarten that you went to, and you might see the kids playing or whatever, and you have this like superficial feeling of like, wow, I'm so old now, I'm in middle school. But at the back of your mind, you still feel like the youth, you're still young, even at the end of high school, and you walk past the middle school you went to, and you see middle schoolers like play fighting and goofing around and everything, and being 12-year-olds, and you're like 18, you might have a little tinge of nostalgia, but again, you still, in the grand scheme of things, feel young, because at the back of your mind, you're still in high school. You're still the youth, you're the next generation that's going to take on the world. But what eventually does happen? Like, there will be a moment this happens to you. Maybe some of you listening remember the first time this happened to you. There'll come a time where you'll look around and you're like, wow, like, I'm no longer young anymore. Now, I might be young in a general sense. I might be in my 20s. But there's this generation of, like, young people that are younger than me who are like the youth now. When you hear, like, when you hear, people in the media, talking about youth culture and, teen this and, how can we stop, young people from feeling like that, blah, 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 they're not talking about you anymore. You're like part of the establishment of society now. You're 27 or whatever. Like you're young, but you're not part of the youth anymore. Now, as of course you get older, of course it doesn't matter, right? Why would you want to be part of the youth? But there is, when it first happens to you, you're going to be like, ah, like I'm not the young crowd anymore. I'm not part of the it thing anymore. And me being at this movie theater surrounded by these teenagers was like one of the early times, like the first times I experienced this feeling. Anyway, so me and my girlfriend and her little sister, we show up at the mall, you know, walk into the movie theater arena, which was packed, and the little sister meets up with her friends, and there was actually like 10 of them now that I think about it. It was mostly girls, but there was three boys that were, you know, 15, 16. And this was the height of the emo period, all right? 2008 was like the peak emo era, you know? And that was kind of adding to my feeling of being like, wow, I'm old now, you know? Because there was a big difference between going to high school in the early 2000s versus like the end of the 2000s, you know? Being a 16-year-old in 2001 was quite different to being a 16-year-old in 2009. You know, the times were different. The fashion had completely changed. The culture had changed a little bit. You know, it was like being a high schooler in 1960 versus 1970. You know, it was just like things had changed a bit in that 10 years or that, you know, that not even 10 years, you know, 6 or 7 years, things had changed quite a bit. And, you know, it was suffice to say that I was noticing it. So it's the height of the emo period. The little sister meets up with her friends and like two of the guys are like emo teenagers and several of the girls are kind of part of that emo-y vibe. And there's all these politics, right? Like teenage politics. Now, I don't remember nor will I bother to get into the specifics of the politics between these teenagers, but it's like one of the guys showed up with a girl and it was like one of those like unofficial dates kind of thing that teenagers do where there's not a lot of physical contact, but it's like who's going with who. But by the end of the night, all right, he was making out in the movie theater during Twilight with a different girl to the one he showed up with. So the one he showed up with who liked him is now crying and all, you know, all of these like dramatic teenage politics that mean nothing. But at the time, they're everything, all right? In fact, now that I think about it, if any of you somehow manage to ascend and actually procreate, if any of you actually ever have children, do not dismiss your teenage children's problems as just like, oh, you know, what you go through in high school or what happens, you know, between you and your friends, you know, those aren't real problems, you know? I, as the adult, I have the real problems, you know. I have the mortgage and, you know, the problems at work and everything. Your teenage problems are just, you know, silly teenage problems. You know, I don't care about those, you know. If you do that, you're going to come home from work one day and find out that, you know, your teenage daughter is pregnant or that your teenage son has got someone pregnant or, you know, you're going to find out that, like, you're going to discover that there's consequences to that because you're not going to have trust with your kids because at their age, those what, you know, seem like petty problems are everything. Anyway, going back to the night at hand here. So it's the end of 2008. You know, we go to see Twilight with these teenagers, me and my girlfriend, and there's all this drama that breaks out between these 15, 16-year-olds. You know, all these love triangles breaking out. And I remember one of them was having like a drama with her mother. Like, you know how like girls that age often have like ongoing beefs with their mother. And when we dropped her off, her mother came out and they had like a, you know, they had a domestic, as we used to say, out in, you know, the front yard as we dropped her off. You know, her mother came out and then she blew up at her mother. And then like the mother, you know, comes over to the car, like, how's she been acting and blah, blah. It was just one of those kind of nights, right? It was a night of petty drama. But anyway, so earlier tonight I was on YouTube and I was watching, I was just watching various music from, you know, back in the day. And I can't remember if I searched it or if the algorithm recommended it to me, but the theme song of Twilight, I just found myself, not the theme song, but one of the songs from, I can't remember if it was the first Twilight movie or the second Twilight movie, but one of the songs was, you know, came up in the playlist. And I looked at the upload date, like when was it uploaded to YouTube? When was this music video uploaded to YouTube? And it was uploaded 16 years ago, all right? The video was uploaded to YouTube 16 years ago. And I realized that there are teenagers today that hadn't even been born that are the same age, if not even older, than what you know, those teenagers were at the time that I was there when, you know, we were going through all of that, you know, that night, right? Now, I don't quite have the right set of words to describe this feeling. I don't quite know what words in the English language I can strew together to articulate the feeling here that I was having when I looked at that. But I was looking at the fact that, you know, those events took place nearly 17 years ago, more than 16 years ago now. And, you know, there are 15-year-olds today. I know they don't go to the movies as much as they used to, but, you know, there are 15-year-olds going to the movies today for whom that night took place before they were born. And I was feeling old at the time, all right? Like, I was feeling old the night that that happened. And there are teenagers going to the movies today that took place, you know, that they were babies, or that took place, but, you know, purely before they were born, right? Like, teenagers that turned 17 this year, that's, you know, the same year that it happened. And it's just kind of a haunting feeling. It's kind of hard to explain. It'd be one thing if I was 15 back then. Maybe it wouldn't, you know, it'd be a bit more easier to comprehend. But the fact that I felt old at the time, and now it's a full high school generation, you know, in the future. Actually, to be fair, I think a high school generation is technically defined as the length of high school, like 5 years. I'm not sure what you'd call it. The length of time from like age zero to like age 16. I'm not quite sure what you'd call that. But, you know, nearly the length of one high schooler's generation, right? They're a life, you know. The point is, man, time flies, man. Time flies. One theory I heard is that when you're 15, 5 years seems like a long time ago because that's like a third of your life, right? Wait, is my maths right on that? Yeah. When you're 15, in fact, it's only like half your life, right? It's half your life, really, because your memories begin at around age 5. So when you're 15, you've only got 10 years of memory. So 5 years ago is half of your lifetime ago. And not to mention, the way we perceive time is, you know, scientists say that the way we see time is largely a product of our imaginations. Like, time doesn't move at any given scale. You know, like, we feel bad for, you know, honeybees, for example. You know, they live a few months or whatever. But to them, a few months might feel like a 100 years, right? And we talk about how old the universe is. But if there is some creature on some other planet that lives for billions of years, you know, to them, a billion years might only feel like a few years. You get my point? Like, the way we perceive time is largely just evolutionary. It's not really as set in stone as it really is. You know, I talked in a previous video once. It was a video about doomerism or whatever, where I talked about shame. I'd love to do a video on shame, but it's kind of like it's such an esoteric topic that it's hard to sort of, you know, put into a video and like tie it together concisely. But with things like shame, right, this is a good example of when shame can like affect someone, but it doesn't need to. There are people, like, I'll give you an example from myself, right? This is not something that I, you know, think about very often, but I'll just give you a sort of an example, right? In the year 2000, when my dad had cancer, about 3 or 4 months before he died, I said something to him that was very, very bad, that I can never take back, right? That I could never take back. I basically hoped that he unalived, right? I said, and it was a heated argument, and I said something very, very below the belt that there's no coming back from, right? There's no like apologizing later. Like, it was cooked because I was 14 and I was just, you know, whatever, right? And I'm not saying I think about this very often, but I'm just using this as an example. I might have a flashback today where I shudder, like, oh God, what a thing to say. But, you know, there are adults walking around where that happened literally before they're born, you know. There are girls I've met on Tinder, you know, that happened before they were born. So, you know, if it doesn't mean anything to them, why should it mean anything to you, right? Like, it's kind of hard to explain. It's like a social feedback thing. But, like, I'll give you a different example, right? Like, imagine a kid who got bullied in high school. Like, you know, their whole, you know, every year in high school was just a living nightmare. And in the middle of high school, they thought they were never going to get through it. And then, you know, at the end of high school, they thought, you know, I'm never going to get over what happened to me or whatever, you know, what happened to me over the past 5 years is going to define me for the rest of my life and blah, blah, blah. And maybe for a few years after high school, it does, because people remember, you know, when they're 22, they'll bump into somebody like, oh, yeah, I remember you in high school. You were that kid that, you know, everyone hated or whatever, right? But then eventually, as enough time passes, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you know, they're going to start meeting people for whom they, you know, that weren't even alive when that happened, right? By the time they're 40, that, you know, they're going to meet 20-year-olds that, you know, they weren't even alive when that happened. And, you know, you're going to feel increasingly silly, like, worrying about it, you know, once you realize that the people around you, to them, because most people are a little bit solipsistic, right? Like, for most people, the world didn't exist before they were born, or at least before their earliest memories, you know. The world didn't exist back then. Like, you know, to me, the 1970s didn't happen, all right? I know that they did, but I just mean from an emotional level, from the perspective that I think about, you know, anything from, like, you know, the early 1980s and before, even the 1980s themselves just didn't happen because I can barely remember them, right? And for anyone who was born after the year 2000, you know, the entire 20th century didn't happen. So there's no point in being emotionally invested in a time when the people around you don't even remember, you know, half the people around you don't even remember it, all right? To them, that was before they existed. I'm not saying that the past isn't real. I'm not saying that, you know, history doesn't matter or whatever. It just kind of puts it into perspective a little bit, is all. And by the way, this includes the good things as well. Like, there have been times, like I talked about how there was like a lot of buzz around Twilight, right? But, you know, barely anyone even remembers that buzz anymore. And it, you know, wasn't even that long ago. Like, sometimes it feels like there's so much going on in the world, but there's actually, like, history isn't going to remember it. Like, in 20 years' time, the kids being born now, they're not going to remember Trump or tariffs or anything, you know? And when we talk about, you know, how much of a buzz, how much of a, like, global whatever there was around Trump, it's like, whatever, you know, it's like Watergate. It's one of those, like, yeah, my teacher told me about that era. But they don't care. You know, they're dealing with whatever's going on then in the future. And it may seem inconceivable now, but, you know, Gen Alpha, the current generation of kids or whatever, I promise you, they're going to have so many warm fuzzies about the 2020s, man. Like, I remember when I first started hearing people like Gen Z talking about the 2000s with nostalgia, right? Because, you know, I remember the 90s with fondness, right? And we were looking forward to the 2000s in the late 90s, and then it's like, boom. September 11th, boom, the Iraq War, anthrax, SARS, you know, the Great Recession. I remember at the end of the 2000s, in 2010, I remember everyone just breathing a sigh of relief, like, oh, you know, finally, you know, we got through the worst decade since the Great Depression. And now these Zoomers are like, you know, they have nostalgia about the 2000s. It's insane to me, right? And those Zoomers are going to feel the same thing when they hear the Gen Alpha in 10 years' time talking about, you know, nostalgia over the 2020s, like it was something good to remember. But yeah, that's sort of a separate topic. That's nostalgia, which I've talked about quite a bit before. That's kind of a different topic, really. And I actually do feel a little bit nostalgic for, like, that time period, you know, like, at the time, I remember it just being an annoying night. You know, I just wanted it to be me and my girlfriend, you know, hanging out. And then it was like, oh, what? We have to go look after her sister and, like, you know, her punk friends. Like, I don't want to do that. But now, in a weird way, it's like kind of like a warm, fuzzy kind of memory for me. You know, it's kind of funny how, like, sometimes there'll be something that I'm doing and I'm like, you know, I try to take a mental note, like, man, I'm going to have so much nostalgia about this later on. And then I have absolutely none. And then there are other times where I'm just cringing through something. Like that night I had to take my girlfriend's sister to go see Twilight. But then, you know, a decade and a half later, I'm like, no, you know, it's kind of a good time, you know. I was with my girlfriend. I was rocking it in my early 20s. I was, you know, at the Twilight premiere, so there was like a buzz in the air, you know. Things were happening, you know, like it's kind of like, you know, there's a weird kind of, as you probably hear as I talk about it, like there's a weird hint of nostalgia there, right? And there's other things that, you know, at the time were kind of lame, but looking back on it now, it's like there's that little bit of nostalgia. But like I said, nostalgia is kind of a different topic. Anyway, that's man, this has been a full-on like boomer babble video, man. This has been S-tier boomer, this video. It's all good. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.